We're up to Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, and we'll be learning the Yesoidus of Tashmishei Kedusha, which is very, very relevant, which is in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Gimel, and we'll be learning Siv Gimel today, which is really essential in our understanding of Tashmishei Kedusha. So, says Shulchan Aruch, Tashmishei Kedusha Kegoin. So there is maybe a bit of introduction that there is two categories. One is Kedusha and one is Mitzvah. Tashmishei Mitzvah is items which are used for Mitzvah. And they have a much higher level of Kedusha. And then there is the element of Tashmishei Kedusha, which the examples are the following. Kegoin. Tik shel Sforim. If you've got a bag, Tik shel Sforim of Sforim. The mezuzahs, or bag for mezuzahs, the ritzuas, and the ritzuas tefillin, of the tefillin, so tefillin themselves is a kedusha atzma, that's a mitzvah, that's a kedusha atzma, and the ritzuas have only a level of tashmishi kedusha, the agos, and the oron hakodesh, shenos nibay sefer Torah, oichumash, so or the oron hakodesh, which is a tashmishi Kedusha, we'll define that shortly, Mitzemo. The kisei, which is the bima, shenois nimal of Sefer Torah, and the kisei that we put the Sefer Torah on it. Viloin, uviloin, and the paroiches, shetolif nehechol, which is hanging before the Aron HaKodesh. Yesh bein Kedusha, they all have a level of Kedusha, v'tzoich legonzon, and they are, and require to be put in Kneza, in Shemus. Okay, obviously this needs further explanation. Sivkotten Vav in Mishnabua. Tashmishei Kedusha. Vahainu. The Av, the Betashmishei Mitzvah came along with Simon Chov Aleph. Although we learned in terms of Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah, we learned in Simon Chov Aleph. The La'acha Sha'ava Mitzvah son, once the Mitzvah is finished, Mutal Ezokon, you'll have to throw them out. Betashmishei Kedusha Einu Kein. This is all with regards to Tashmishei Mitzvah. But here we're talking about Tashmishei Kedusha Einu Kein. Elo. Af le'acha shenizbalu, although they've been used and they are worn out, ve'ein ro'un oile tashmishan, and they are not anymore to be used anymore. They have the items we're talking about over here, the bag of tefillin and the bag of mezuzahs, the ratzuz, they are worn out. They cannot be used anymore. Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Yeshba in Kedusha, there is still Kedusha in it, Vetzorich Ligonzon, and require Gneza. Vegam also the Shtamish Ben Shum Tashmish, and they cannot use them anymore for any Tashmish. Vedavke Tashmish Kedusha Atzma, this is all with regards to Tashmish Kedusha itself. Aval Dovra Meshamish the Tashmish Kedusha, Vuwa Niko Tashmish the Tashmish, Eimbo Kedusha. So this we're talking about over here is a bag, for instance, of which holds the tefillin. That is what we're talking about over here. Even if once it's worn out, you can't throw it out. The ritzuas of the tefillin, it's even if once it's worn out, it's called kedusha. However, the bag of the bag, the bag of the bag, they have got no kedusha at all, and when you tashmish, just embo kedusha, there's no kedusha. Mutar leshtamish b'enav b'odin kayomen, you can use them for any other purpose if you want. It's got universal purpose, and because it's a tashmish, of a tashmish, you can use them for whatever you want. It's no kedusha in it. Now, what are we talking about over here? Tik shel sforim. So, tik of sforim, a bag of sforim. What is that exactly? So, Mishnah says, "Haynu toiro neviim uksuvim shem kedusha." It's talking about the bag holding the toiro neviim uksuvim, which is kedusha itself. Ve'hatik ha'v'tashmish de kedusha. The tik, the bag, is a tashmish of kedusha. A toiro is Kedusha itself. Nevi'im is Kedusha itself. Ksuvim is Kedusha itself. We are over here talking about the bag holding to Kedusha itself. That makes it Tashmish to Kedusha. Humashikos of Ritzuas at Tefillin. The Ritzuas also are a Tashmish of Kedusha. Interestingly, it doesn't have Kedusha itself. The Tefillin itself has got Kedusha itself. However, the Ritzuas are considered Tashmish of Kedusha. Although, obviously, it's Halach L'Mosh Messina, and it's the Reise, one has to have them, but it's called, as far as Kedusha is concerned, it's called Tashmish to Kedusha. Also, the bag of the tefillin is also kedush, is also tashmish of kedusha, because the memish shel yad and shel rosh, there's no difference between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Tashmish the kedusha. We're talking about this is a item which is used for the kedusha itself. So all those, the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, the Torah, the Mezuzahs, they've got intrinsic Kedusha in them. Whatever is holding them, has got a din of Tashmish to Kedusha, and a Tashmish to Kedusha, even if it's worn out and it's not really usable anymore, it's the Kedusha and you can't just throw it. It's got to be put in Shemus. The next case is the Argos, which is top of page 82, which is Argos Oron HaKodesh. Oron HaKodesh, what is the halacha of an Oron HaKodesh? Shulchan Aruch says, it's also got a din of Tashmish, the Kedusha. Why is that? Why is it Tashmish, the Kedusha? The answer is, because it's holding the Sefer Torah. It's holding the Sefer Torah. It's got Tashmish of Kedusha. It's Mishneh Bosef Kotten Ches. We're talking about if it's been prepared and designated for that. The Sefer Torah has only been placed there once. Oy, alternatively, if he hasn't been even designated for that, even if it's been officially designated for that, but it's where the Sefer Torah is being kept. It becomes Kodosh. It becomes, well, not Kodesh meaning over here, becomes a Tashmish of Kedusha. Ona Kodesh becomes a Tashmish of Kedusha, whether you wanted it or not, because it's holding the Sefer Torah. Whether it's been designated and used, or not designated and used, it's holding the Sefer Torah, it's got din of Tashmish to Kedusha. When it's worn out and needs to be replaced, you can't just put it in the bin. Safe cotton test. It teaches us the following. The loy neima, do not say the leshmira ba'alna of it. It's just there for safety and protection purpose. V'loy lechovet, and not for the covet of the Sefer Torah. Ve'ein ala argus shem tashmish ekdusha, and don't tell me that it has no cat. It's not categorized as a tashmish of kedusha, because it's not for the covet of Sefer Torah, just for protection purpose. Don't say that, because it really is. It does give intrinsically a covet in Sefer Torah. It's an Oron HaKodesh. It's where the Sefer Torah is being kept. And consequently, you can't just bin it. Mishneh Berurah then continues and says the following. What about the Sfarim Shank? And I'm referring to regular bookshelves. V'oisam tevoisam yichodes losum sham Sfarim shelonu. Regular Sfarim Shank bookshelves where Sfarim are being kept. Our contemporary, regular, universal, global bookshelves. We are keeping your Mishneh Berurah and you're keeping your Chumash. Sfarim chusim b'niyam uve'oir oy b'kroshim. And the Sfarim are covered with a cover. It can be a leather cover, it can be regular. Makes no difference, but the Sforim are being kept on the bookshelves. Mikri atevo tashmish to tashmish. Since the Sforim have got covers, and the Sefer itself is Kedusha, the covers of the Sefer are considered tashmish to Kedusha, these covers on both sides, therefore the bookshelves is considered tashmish, the tashmish to Kedusha. Sefer itself is Kedusha, their cover is tashmish, the Kedusha, and the bookshelves, which is holding the covers, which is holding the Sefer, is called Tashmish to Tashmish. Obviously, there is room for discussion over here, because what happens if you've got Sforim which are torn, you've got no covers? What about the cover itself that has a bit more writing on it? There's many questions that can be asked, but the Halacha L'Maaseh Mishneh Berurah paskens that a bookshelf has got a Tashmish of Kedusha, therefore you can actually put anything you want over there, and also if you need to get rid of it, you can just put it in the bin, or maybe rather in the recycle bin. But certainly you can't. You according to Mishneh Berurah's words here, you can. They've got no kedusha because it's tashmish to tashmish. The Mishneh Berurah now asks a very sophisticated question. If you think about it very logically, the Oron HaKodesh is not really going to be a Tashmish Dekdusha. Because, I mean, I understand the Sforim Shank, that we understood clearly, but if you go back to the Aron HaKodesh itself, the Aron HaKodesh, how does that work? I mean, the Aron HaKodesh, is really the Aron HaKodesh really holding the Sefer Torah? It's a little bit more indirect than that, if you think about it, because you've got the Sefer Torah itself, the Klaf, which has got the Kedusha, the complete Kedusha is on the Klaf, on the Sefer Torah. That is being held by the Atzer Chaim. And the Aron HaKodesh doesn't actually touch the Sefer Torah itself. He will hold the Atzer Chaim, who will hold the mantle. He will not be coming in direct contact to the Sefer Torah. So the HaKodesh really, how can he be called the Tashmish to Kedusha? It's got something separating. It's got something in between. At the very least, the Atzer Chaim, the mantle. So the HaKodesh, how can it be called the Tashmish to Kedusha? The Mishnah Berurah here says a very, very surrealistic point. He says as follows: after the Argos Shenosim b'Sefer Torah, I'm in the middle of Sifkot and Tes. After the Argos Shenosim b'Sefer Torah, although with regards to the Aron HaKodesh, which the Sefer Torah is placed in it, Kaimalon, we paskin da afilu a Sefer Torah munachas betik, although the Sefer Torah itself is put in a tick, in a mantle. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, haver agas tashmish e kedusha. The Aron HaKodesh is considered a tashmish of kedusha. Kemuvu b'yeridah, as explained in yeridah. Why? The reason is, efshar the agas shani, the agas, the Aron HaKodesh is different. She osui lichvoid ha-sefer Torah. It's made for the Sefer Torah, for the covet, for the honor of the Sefer Torah. So it's true that it's not directly touching the Sefer Torah, but since it serves the covet of the Sefer Torah, so therefore it's got din of Tashmish Kedusha. So we're learning over here that there's two ways for some very surrealistic Mishneh Berurah indeed. Really, really surrealistic Mishneh Berurah. There's two ways for it to become a Tashmish of Kedusha. The conventional way for something to become a Tashmish of Kedusha is if it actually supports, holds the Dovah Kodesh. So that would be the bag, that would be the bima we'll see, that would be the items like that. There is, however, another way of something to become a Tashmish of Kedusha. And that is, if it's not necessarily touching it, but it's created purely, without even touching it, it's purely made for the covet of the Kedusha, then it's got din of Tashmish to Kedusha as well. An example for that will be the Aron HaKodesh, which may potentially not even touch the Sefer Torah, but since there may be some things separating it, but since it's done to the honor of the Sefer Torah, it's got din of Tashmish to Kedusha. We are ready to move on. In the next case, in the Shulchan Aruch, which is so Argos we spoke about, Shenosim by Sefer Torah Chumash. The next one is Kisei Shenosim Olav Sefer Torah, which is the Bima. The Bima is also this Tashmish of Kedusha, because the Sefer Torah is being placed on that. Is that really so? Is the Bima directly holding the Sefer Torah? Is that really so? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot Nyud, who are Shulchan, is the table, Sha'omid al Bima, which is on the Bima. So that the after all of Munach Mitpachas, this is Mishnah Berurah, actually there's a Mitpachas, there's a material between, separating them. After all of Munach Mitpachas, Aval Mitpachas, Munach Sefer Torah, there's something separating it. There's a separation here. So it's not, shouldn't be really called a Tashmish to Kedusha. The beam itself should be a Tashmish of a Tashmish. Because of material there, you've got that beautiful cover. Im kena shulchan ein ole Tashmish, the Tashmish, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilochi, nevertheless, din Tashmish Kedusha yeshloi, it's got a din of Tashmish to Kedusha because, b'shum delifomim noistim olav ha-sefer Torah b'lo mitpachas. Occasionally, the Sefer Torah is put there without that cover. And since occasionally it's been placed there without the cover, consequently, it's got din of a Tashmish to Kedusha. The question is, what happens if it's very, very, if it doesn't happen? What happens if it's always, it's tailor-made, it's cut to measure, and it's never ever moves? The cover never ever moves the bima. It never moves it. It's always there. Then what will be the din of the material? The material for sure will be considered Tashmish to Kedusha because it's touching the Sefer Torah. But what happens if it is, but the bima itself, since it's never touching the Sefer Torah, is considered a Tashmish, the Tashmish of Kedusha, and consequently, it's no Kedusha, and it can be used for any other purpose as well. What about, so we, of course, we can therefore ask, what the Mishnah Mezamah discusses, what about, can you put a hat on the bima? Can you put any dovachol on the bima? Can you put? Can you use it for? Can you lean on? I mean, can you put any chol matter on the bima? Can you? Can you not? So it really depends. If the material, if the material is there, and it's then it's got it's the din of tashmish to ktusha, and you have to be it's tashmish to ktusha. If the material is removed, then it will be considered. Then if the material is removed, then what will be the halacha? Then the bima itself is got din of a tashmish of the kedusha, and therefore anything will be permitted. And the next one is the viloin, which is the poiches shulchan aruch viloin shel 20 ne'echal, the poiches which is put before the Aron HaKodesh, yesh bo in kedusha, also is kedusha v'tzorech legonzon, it will need the glizah. So the viloin says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kot Yud Aleph, that vilon shetoylin hu aparoiches hainu leminig atalmud shelifomim manichin sefer Torah leo. How can it be that the poiches got din of kedusha? How can that be? How can it be? So the answer is because in those days of the Gemara, it used to be used for sometimes wrapping up the Sefer Torah. The poiches used to be used for protection of the actual Sefer Torah. Shemichasin bar Sefer Torah, or at least to be covered up. Therefore, it's got no din. Therefore, it has a din of tashmish to kedusha. I'm skipping the brackets in the Mishnah Berurah. But nowadays, lo neginu noch, we don't wrap up the Sefer Torah with the Pareches, the Havali Rak Tashmish, the Tashmish, certainly got din of Tashmish, the Tashmish. We're going to see later, the Ramo has something about this. I'm going now to the Ramo. Maybe Sefkot Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, Tzorech Legonzon, Hainu L'Achash, and Isbalu, Ve'en Oem, L'Tashmish Oid. When we talk about all those, Tashmish Kedusha needs to be, you can't bin it, you have to put it in Shemus. So that's Av Shinis Balu, when they are rendered unusable anymore. Vein Oem Dim L'Tashmish Oid, they cannot be used anymore. Afilochin, nevertheless, Yesh Bo in Kedusha, there still is a Kedusha to it. Correct, you can't use them anymore, but it's still Kedusha. Also, L'Shtamish Bo in Oil Zirkon, you can't just chuck it. Valkane, therefore, Yigonzein B'mokam HaMeshuba, put it in Shemus, where it's protected. Mashenki Tashmish L'Tashmish, as opposed to Tashmish of Tashmish, Afilu Boden Kayomin, even if they're still in perfect condition, Mutalenus Behem, you can do whatever you want with it. You can use it for Chol Mata, you can use it, it's got no restriction whatsoever. I'm going back to the Ramo. Not back to the Ramo, I'm going to the Ramo. Vedavka Dovah Shemanichim Boyen Dovah Kedusha, Be'atzmo Lifom Mishinaz Lechavoid. This is only. With everything we discuss now is dafka hadovar shemenich ma'adovar akdusha be'atzmoi. A tashmish of kedusha is something which holds and protects the dovar kedusha itself, or shenas is lechovet, or is made for covered. So that's as we discussed earlier. The example was the Aron HaKodesh, which doesn't necessarily hold the sefer Torah, but it's done for covered. So these two require. Are considered tashmish to kedusha and require to be put in shemus. Kegoin hamichse shal akoshim, the cover of the shelf of the box, shal asforim, which on the sforim, aval oison michse sholishmoy oisoy, but a cover of the cover, shal akoshim lo mikri tashmish, a cover of a cover, we discussed that earlier, is not considered a tashmish of kedusha, is a tashmish to tashmish. Have a tashmish to tashmish for chol chiyotze b'zeh. That's the rule. So we've got the rule clear. Now v'yesh oimim, some say the loy mikri oron hakodesh only considered an oron hakodesh elim kenu kemin argas she'en osu rak b'chovet ha'toira. And Aron HaKodesh only if it's a purpose-built Aron HaKodesh, that's when it's got din of Tashmish to Kedusha. Aval Aron HaBonei B'Choyma, but an Aron which is built in the wall, so basically it's a hole in the wall, Leshmir as a protection. They didn't actually create anything as an Aron HaKodesh, it's just a hole in the wall. That is as a protection. Lo mikri Tashmish to Kedusha, the wall won't have a din then of a Tashmish to Kedusha. V'chol shkenim ha'sforim iskalkenim boy, and certainly if it's not well protecting, then mutalat l'mishon, you can take it from there. It's got no kedusha. Only if you made an oron, purpose-built oron, then it's got din of tashmish to kedusha. Aval also the chabes mitpacha shel tzfor shel sefer Torah adds another halacha. Now you know how to wash the mantle of a sefer Torah b'meraglaim, which with urine. Now covered, because it's obviously very, very undignified and disrespectful to use it as a detergent. Urine used to be used as a detergent. Obviously, you can't use that for the mantle of a sefer Torah. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Tes Zayin tells us about this hole in the wall. Habonim b'chayim ha'inu sheish chalal. There's a hole b'chayim in the wall. K'min oin, like an oin, but it's not a purpose-built oin. Hakodesh is just a hole in the wall. V'adinim nasa ken b'koysel shaleitz. Even if it was made out of wood, just a hole. The b'chol zeh avikicheda ba'alma, just an additional room or area or space. Kimin shalei nasa lechovoit, since it's not a respectful way of keeping the sefer Torah. Yak nishmi, just the type of protection. Therefore, it's got no din of tashmish to kedusha. Zivkotn Chof also adds, we spoke about the urine using as a detergent. V'adin b'chol dovah masiach, any other material, any other anything which is used which has a strong smell is obviously not to be used for the mantle of the Sefer Torah, k'mo yimei mishra shel pishton v'chiyotze bazeh. So you have to ensure that the cleaning agents which are using for the mantle and the materials on the beam, etc., they have to be nice smelling and not chas v'shalom the opposite. So we learned today the underlying yesoid of tashmish kedusha, and we learned that the yesoid, the essential rule, is that there's two ways for something to become a tashmish kedusha, and this is even applicable if these items are not really usable anymore. You can't use them anymore. You still have to put them in shemes. The two ways of something to become a tashmish to kedusha is either if it's holding the kedusha itself, if it's holding it's a bag or something which is holding the kedusha, then it's got din of tashmish to kedusha. The alternative option, if it's not necessarily holding it but it's giving it great covet, the example given was the Ohr HaKodesh, which is not necessarily holding the Sefer Torah, just indirectly. But it's purely created for the covet of Sefer Torah. That also has got din of tashmish to kedusha, and you have to watch its covet. We learned that sforim in a bookshelf doesn't make the whole bookshelves into a tashmish to kedusha, because there's a cover separating them, and the covers are tashmish to kedusha, and the bookshelves is the tashmish. We learned that when you have to watch, if something is just a hole in the wall or anything like that, it's not got din of tashmish to kedusha, because it's not particularly respectful. It's just a shmira, protection. And finally, we learned that anything used for the cleaning of the materials can't be something which causes an uncomfortable smell. Okay.